Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Joan and Janet are subtle energy empaths in the field of consciousness. Their passion is to support your evolutionary growth and change. Join them as they talk about our individual and collective evolutions. Explore what living consciously with energetic awareness means in our daily lives. Access with them a state of grace. There is no time, no space. Feel the warmth and acceptance and opening into infinite possibilities. Combining a broad collection of modalities and personal experiences, they share with humility and humor their appreciation for the body, mind, spirit connections that we call life. Now, here is Joan Newcomb and Janet Barrett.
Welcome to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. We're your co-host, Joan Newcomb, coming to you from Tacoma, Washington, and my partner, Janet Barrett, from Portland, Oregon.
Hello, everyone. Oh, we're so looking forward to chatting with you today. We have a great topic.
It is. It's a very deep topic. And our show is, we're going to be discussing, are you dancing to your own drummer?
Oh, yeah. And you've got to tell us what that's about, Joan.
And I just said it wrong, too. And we had this long discussion about getting it right. So are you dancing to your own drumming as opposed to your own drummer?
Right.
So, if you think about it, a drummer sets the beat, and are you dancing to the drum beat of somebody else? Or are you dancing to your own drum beats? Or are you dancing to your own drumming?
Exactly. And the reason this came up is because we were checking different quotes, different places, and received one from Abraham a couple of weeks ago. And I was referencing it again the other day, and it hit me, and I went, okay, I like what this is talking about, and how can we approach this? Because I think this is really important. Is they mentioned, we would like you to reach the place where you're not listening to people criticize one another. And you and I were holding that they were talking about heart-centered space. And in terms of the dancing and the drumming, it was about listening to ourselves direct our inner conversations.
Yes. Yes. And just, we were talking about focus. We've been talking about focus and focusing out at other people. Or focusing inward, and that's what heart space does, is it brings you inside, and inside is expanded and unlimited and magnificent.
And the rest of the quote was, where you take no satisfaction from someone being wrong. And in this place of heart-centered space, there is no satisfaction in making someone else wrong, is there?
Well, and there is no wrong.
There is no wrong. Exactly.
No one's wrong. They're all just, and they're actually really, if you're really in there is no other. So,
right. We're talking about being neutral, everyone.
It all is.
It just all is. And it's the expansiveness of unified consciousness and all the different elements that we are all acting as part of. And we're going to access this after our break here, and we want everyone to feel comfortable with noticing where you focus your attention. The reason this came up for me is I get emails from a lot of different sources, and I have a friend in Texas who has a particular slant of information that he invariably sends me. And a lot of it is not his personal viewpoint, I know, but it's in the environment that he finds himself in. And I'm not making comment about one locality over another locality. It's just who you find yourself associating with. And their viewpoints may not be your viewpoints. And so this is about dancing to your own drumming. Are you listening to yourself and feeling okay about following your own desires and wants and dreams? And how shifting focus takes you where you're going to go and experience yourself in life. Right, Joan?
Yeah. Yes. That's right.
So what is it we want to also be talking about here? From we want people to call us and send in info, email us. What is it?
That's right. We'd love to hear from you. You can email us at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com with your questions and suggestions. And we'd love for you to suggest the topics for us to talk about, and we'll respond to them on the air. I have a few things coming up here. My website is joan-newcomb.com, and I have a webinar coming up next week, about your inner power to create what you want.
Talk about focus.
Very much about focus, very on topic with what we're talking about. There are no coincidences, I guess, but there is serendipity. Creating your reality, and I have some brand new emerging consciousness techniques that I am sharing with people. So it's been a pretty amazing growth space preparing for this webinar, and I'm really excited about sharing it with folks.
Well, I'm sure they're all going to enjoy it. And I've got my website at www.janetandbeyond.com. And I write weekly about life and the beyond and our dancing fuzzy photons that are in motion always in different play groups and with just general commentary on what I'm noticing going on in life. If you'd like to subscribe to that, you're going to get my fresh off the press cheat sheet, 10 top tips for enjoying life, which includes not limited to and the next 28 items.
That's right.
The sheet got really long.
Because Janet, you're a big giver, and you can't limit yourself to just 10.
I can't limit myself.
You want to give them more.
No, I want them. And you know, and I was just like started writing, and I was like, oh my gosh, okay, if I number these, how many are here? And so that's what it wound up being. But I know we all like top 10 lists, so we'll just slide the rest of it in there. And if you subscribe, you can be part and join us in having fun every week. So we'll look forward to you.
Yes, lots of fun.
Lots of fun. Are we ready to?
Well,
explain any more or drop in, or what are we
anything
doing?
Anything else to, well, you know, we could drop in now.
It feels like we need to do that after the break, but it feels like we're ready to get there, that's for sure. So let's invite all our listeners to sort of think about what is it you focus on? Where does your attention go in your life? And we're talking about, it can certainly be your personal life, your business life, if you're holding those to be two different things. If we just hold it that it's about you and how you frame, how you experience information in your world, that gives you a little bit more place to be within yourself, to be in heart space, and this is where we'll want you to invite us. And so let's all think about doing that when we come off break, Joan.
That sounds great. We're sort of sliding into home, and I think we'll just go with the flow on that. So we're stopping for a commercial break, but stay tuned because we're going to talk to you about dancing to your own drummer in a state of grace and consciousness.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan. I'm along here with Janet, and we are talking about dancing to your own drumming.
Everybody's wiggling a bit, I guess, huh?
Yes.
I got to hear a different drummer. So let's see. Where do we want to start, Joan? What are you noticing off the bat?
Well, I'm wondering, let's drop into heart space first and then explore this some more.
Okay, everybody. So let's just, whatever you're doing, just allow yourself to do it. But that part of you that can track us and join us in the fun, we invite you to let that part of yourselves join us. And there's something really going on, John. I got all this. Get all discombobulated in some way. How very interesting. All right. So that's what happens, people, when you're tracking information from lots of different sources. Our conversation here has a sense of place and time because we have the hour that this show will appear, but it could be the past, it could be the present, it could be live when you're listening. And so you take all those aspects into consideration, and sometimes the two of us are like, where did I just go? So have patience with us. I think what we want to notice is our willingness to put down whatever we're doing. Take a breath. Relax your shoulders. Focus. There you go. As we invite focus in. And just lower your awareness from your head. And everybody just locate where your head is and where your thinking is and touch it. You know, I mean, where is your head, for heaven's sake?
Well, it might be pretty low, so maybe you need to pull it out and then then drop down.
There you go. Where's that state of mind? It could be very big and out there. So bring it all back. Touch the top of your head. There you go. Be nice and gentle to it. And just bring your hand with its awareness of mind coming down, mind relaxing, mind letting go, mind saying, oh, I'm just going to be present here. And follow that awareness down into heart space. Okay, so you got a heart in the middle of your chest there. That's your physical heart. Allow yourself to register that. Allow yourself to open up. And whoa, as we get into the field of the heart now, there are those concentric circles. And that first chamber you're going to walk into is that emotional terrain. And emotions are very important. And a lot of times when we talk about heart-centered place or use the word heart, people are thinking we mean emotions. And they have judgments about that. And so we're going to say, no, this is not our final resting place. This is part of our resting place. So we're just going to notice that you have emotional energies up and just notice what they might be. Don't judge it. Maybe you're irritated at somebody, or maybe you're thinking of something, or blah, 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 blah. It's all blah, 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 blah at this point. And just relax. There you go. So notice what you notice in this space. And notice being an emotion, a feeling, a concept, a thought, something you see. It's just information in some sensory realm. All right. And now open up into the core, the essence of all, which is where we will meet you, where we are all unified consciousness, full of infinite possibilities, potential. All kinds of different things are here, but it's where we meet you, where we stand in grace, in warmth, support, non-judgment. And this is your interior space that you access all the time. And we are always present here. We just don't always hold the awareness that we're present here. So just notice what it feels like to be there. And don't judge. Let it go. There you go. So just notice a direction that you might find yourself going. And that can be focus. So in your mind's eye, just allow it to soften. There's nothing here to strain, to go, or to do, or anything other than just be awareness. It's all user-friendly. This is the place that Abraham's talking about, where you're not willing to listen to people criticize one another. That has no place here. And notice what that feels like. Boy, Joan, that feels like a whole bunch of armory just got put down. Did you notice that?
Yes.
It's like, yes. It's like ammunition and weapons and everything just fell down. And that's just so wonderful.
And the thing about not being willing to listen to or criticize or anything like that is like that, even the phrase is inaccurate. It just drops, you know. Mm-hmm. There's not even that it's not interested, but it just dissipates. It's like that's just right. Background noise that dissipates.
In this experience of consciousness, that all that conversation is just the chatter of the ego. So we're really accessing the stillness of the me here, because that focus is, when you're criticizing one another, is really about ourselves. So there is nothing to criticize here. There's acceptance, there's warmth, there's support. And what we're looking at experiencing is neutrality. If you have the energy to criticize another, then you really are looking to invite someone to look at you.
Well, if you have the energy to criticize to somebody else, you know, look at the level of the fish tank that you're swimming on. You know, I describe it as swimming at the bottom of the fish tank because, you know, you're down there with the bottom feeders and it's all muddy and murky and dense and cold and dark. And, you know, it's the opposite of consciousness. And the other thing is that, you know, when you step back, everything's a projection. So whatever you're criticizing is, you know, is a projection of your own stuff.
Yep. That's how we reference the world, is through our filters, our biases. So just think about the people around you, the people that you listen to, and how it makes you feel good. It validates something, positive or negative. And we're only using those terms in this context from a neutral viewpoint. All right. That's the challenge a lot of times with our language, is that it's become so polarized and such a trigger mechanism that positive and negative are like judgments. And they are judgments when in those contexts. And we're looking to really free ourselves up as just, it's all about flow. How do you want to address the flow? And electricity is positive and negative. Or magnetism, I'm sorry. Both have a place. And those are decisions, discernments that we've made about how we experience something. And if we take the right and the wrong out of it, and we take the positive and the negative out of it. It's just information. So if all this is just information, whatever you're thinking it's being critical of, it's just information.
The thing I find when you step back also is that the story changes, the storyline changes, the circumstances mm-hmm. change. So suddenly, you know, you remove the label from something and it opens up into something else. Mm-hmm. You know, and the things that were never possible suddenly just are commonplace.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're in this space of consciousness, it's infinite potential unfolding. So all that fault stuff is just like collapsing, like, you know, cardboard sets.
And I think, you know, one of the points of consciousness is that it allows for all. And we would be pretty bored if everybody thought the same, spoke the same, looked the same, ate the same food. And considering the geographical experiences that you can have on planet Earth, not really a good thing, you know? So the body has adapted and mutated and evolved, and life has evolved. And what business is it of mine to be judging someone for where they are, right? And they may look different from me, but they're still human, and they have that color skin because of the environment that they're in. Or maybe they're aliens. I have no idea. But for me to judge that, which is maybe what I'm going to do because they're new and I don't know who they are and I have to, you know, check my safety out first. They have the right to do the same with us. So how foreign are we to them? How offensive are we to them? And we really need to stop being so defensive about that and be neutral to all the colorations that consciousness provides for.
Well, that's the whole reason all the diversity exists, is mm-hmm. as consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
As consciousness, we are unity. We are one.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
we are joyous, and we are expansive, and we are unlimited, and have created this world of density and effort to experience the opposite of who we are, which therefore then is individuals, individuality, and differences, and unconsciousness. So, you know, just as you were saying, I grew up around the world and I moved to different countries every 3 to 5 years. And so, you know, I learned at a young age that, you know, I'm a citizen of the world, that, you know, that everybody at essence is the same. We're all just people. And, you know, the other thing, though, I did learn to identify nationalities with nationalities. So it's like, you know, if you were American, it mm-hmm. didn't matter, you know, what your last name was or mm-hmm. your mm-hmm. melanin content. Mm-hmm. You know, you were American. That was an identification. So it's interesting to be in the United States, where I spent only a third of my childhood. But so there's a lot that is not familiar to me, and to have, you know, such that the conversation is still going on today that was going on 50 years ago. It's just amazing,
right?
that stuff. But as I'm saying that is simply a reflection of more consciousness being more embodied into mm-hmm. form. And so really it's that kind of stuff is just coming to the surface, because it's in the process of being cleared, of disintegrating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it's making a louder noise because it's going.
Well, I think a lot of this has to do with our what's up energetically is a lot of re-identification, reorganization, a re revamping of how we have found ourselves to be, and we get to redefine ourselves. And as we become more aware of how we are one as consciousness, and that diversity is something to be celebrated and not to be used in any other way, it gives us the openings to explore what we say, what we find ourselves saying that we don't mean, and we don't realize that we don't mean it. And it's a way to look at our language and how it sets up labels and perhaps wisely or unwisely reactions and responses from other individuals. So we're looking at the universal language of unified consciousness, where we all have an emotional place and space, and some cultures appreciate it, some don't, some like this, some like that, and it's where you find a common language. I'm sure there are those that seem to have a direction that would seem to be life-threatening to others in different situations. And I'm not saying that that's not there. What we're saying is that if that's what you focus on, the power of our ability to focus is to make that even bigger and more in your face and more time consuming and more attention getting. And it's not always helpful. There are other things that you're missing when you hold that focal point. And we have to really notice that drummer that we're listening to. And is it your drummer, or is it the drummer that you hear from your family? And do you want a different drummer inside? And we have morphic field energy about that. The guy's following his own drummer, etc. And sometimes we like that. Sometimes we don't like that.
Well, sometimes we feel that the other drumming is discordant with ours. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in that, but the expectation that we need to all march to the same drum beat is an outmoded, limited expectation.
Well, it's great for armies. So when you need one direction to find, you set the drum beat, and everybody falls in line to it, and they have their place, and they have their direction. And that's appropriate in some arenas and places. Otherwise, I have to tell you, the one nice thing about doing sounding and working with vibration is when you get a credible cacophony of tuning and humming that people can do in a group. Mm-hmm. That's just this organic, yes, rhythm that starts to show up. And all of a sudden, this cacophony is something that now has a tone to it, and it flows and it plays off one another. And it's this gorgeous resonance that happens.
Yes.
Oh, I so love doing that with people.
Yes. When it's, and it's amazing when it's spontaneous.
Oh, yeah.
It's spontaneous, and yet, you know, and two people will start making a tone at the same time that harmonizes. Mm-hmm.
And even when it's seemingly not the same tone, it can harmonize, right?
Yeah.
Because it's this balance and that value there. And I don't have a musical background, so I don't have the language. And so please, listeners that do, don't find me offensive in my stumbling with this.
Don't judge her stumbling.
There we go. You know, look at all the keys on the piano. They all do work
together.
There's
black ones and there's white ones.
Yeah. And, you know, how many pieces of music are there?
Ivory.
And even that, you know, it's just like, to appreciate that. We can have all kinds of different appreciations. We can have all kinds of drummers. And that's what's interesting. If you can be in the quiet and the stillness of unified consciousness, mm-hmm, you can hear your own shift in drumming. You can hear how you have a different drum at different points in your life. And it really helps you to bring your awareness of where you are in that moment in your placeholder as consciousness. And that it can be different from different times.
Yeah. I'm just listening to the cacophony of ideas.
They're out there, aren't they?
Yes.
But there is a nice stillness that's under here, I think.
There is.
Yeah.
And I just remembered, I had a friend years ago who was tone deaf. And it was, but she was so joyous when she was singing. So she and I would walk along and we'd sing and she couldn't hold a tune to save her life. But she was so happy. And so it was so fun to sing with her.
And because the state of joy carried you, right?
Yes. Yes. And so it honestly, it didn't matter. It didn't matter that it had nothing to do with the melody.
The sound.
Exactly.
Well, you know, and I think that is such a disservice that we do to people when we're young. Yes. Is how many people don't sing because someone said when they were young that they were poor or judged them. And maybe they were, maybe they weren't, or maybe they were really bad. And like your friend, she who was, I sense, in the sense of tone deafness, but she had the vibration going, right? And how many people have shut that down in themselves because someone made a judgment long, long time ago, not appreciating because they were tuned for something else. And that cacophony had no place in what they were looking to promote at that time. Where now we would look at that person and go, whoa, like your friend, look how joyous she is. I can get into the rhythm of that and take my judgment off of what it sounds like and go into the place of what it feels like. How fun.
Yes.
What if we were all singers? We're all singers.
We are.
You know, and we are. It's innate, and it is an innate sensation. And we're talking about, like, wondering what it feels like. And there's a variety of ways that we all sense things. Some people are visual, and some people feel the vibration, and some people hear the vibration. So notice for yourself, when we're talking about heart space, how you perceive that. How is that real for you?
Yeah. Yeah. Do we have any tips for people, Joan, that come to mind? I know we didn't talk about that earlier, but...
You 10 or 28? Or
Oh, yeah, those. For enjoying life.
Right. So I'll tell you... So let me see. There are some tips in terms of doing this for yourself and taking this awareness out into your own life, you know, away from listening to the show, is at any moment you can sit quietly, or you can drop down, or you can tune your awareness and experience things from the perspective of consciousness. And it is a matter of focus. So a little navigational tip is to just notice, where are you focusing? Are you focusing on the other side of the fence? Are you seeing, you know, how your neighbor is mowing their lawn or not mowing their lawn? You know, that's a little clue that you're not focused on your inner consciousness and are operating from consciousness. And so all these qualities that we've been talking about in terms of, like, non-judgment and expansion, and you notice that we have a fair amount of amusement throughout the show, some irreverence and some amusement, and consciousness is very playful and childlike. And so when you're accessed to that within yourself, when you're amused about things going on, that's you're in consciousness as well.
Okay, I'm looking at my sheet here about some of these guidelines that I might offer people. And focusing on the negative reinforces the negative. Focusing on the positive reinforces the positive. If you're focusing on the positive because you're in reaction to the negative, your results are not going to be as successful as if you enjoyed focusing on the positive because you enjoy focusing on the positive. How's that one?
Yes.
Yeah. You want to be doing these things not because we're suggesting Pollyanna approaches to life. We're talking about being in a neutral place, noticing what you feel as just a feeling, and being okay when you're angry, being okay when you're playful, being okay when you're having any kind of emotional response to things, and then you get to choose, right? You can stay and then focus on putting energy into any one thing, and then it gets you into positioning in a certain way. And you want to be positioning the way you want to position because you want to position that way, not in reaction to something else you're trying to avoid or say isn't okay.
Yeah, so, it's actually, that reactive mode is all a focus outside yourself.
Totally.
And anytime you put your focus outside of yourself, you've also diminished your own internal power. Mm-hmm. You know, you've disconnected from your source. You've unplugged yourself from consciousness.
Another thing I put is learn not to judge yourself for what life position you experience. Value your life experiences and place them in a context that enriches you. What is it that enriches you?
Right? Yeah, don't judge downward facing dog. Which is my least favorite yoga position.
It does have a place, doesn't it? So what else are we noticing?
Maybe if they call it upward facing bum.
Yeah, there you go. So let's see, as we relax, see, these episodes are just getting very relaxed to me, Joan. I think people are really allowing themselves to hang out in these places. So are we noticing anything in particular here among our listeners? Are we getting any?
Well, just, you know, just an affirmation of you know, what it feels like to be in consciousness and to be coming from consciousness. And, you know, you were talking about emotions, and I find that, you know, it's the emotions then become not even the weather, you know, it's the, that really it's replaced when I am coming from consciousness and it is fully flowing through my physical form. It just feels like well-being. It feels joyous. It feels happy, you know. And this, actually, there is no discomfort, which is really interesting to have discomfort.
Especially if you expect discomfort.
Well, if you're used to discomfort.
Yeah.
You know, 'cause pain makes the body real.
Yeah.
You know, so is this real if I'm not feeling pain?
Yeah. Another thing that we're using is a focal point. So often most of us, okay, I'm going to just say that. Most people use pain as their focal point.
Yeah.
And it's how they navigate around it. And that kind of tends to define the human experience. And one thing in my recent ear surgery, where I woke up to a disconnected vestibular system, or whatever that experience was for 5 days there, I realized there was no pain. I had no pain. And everyone was expecting me to have pain, from the doctor to the nurses, et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't have any pain. I just had no orientation, up, down, all around, whatever. And I was like our old Jell-O. And I realized that I had, whoa, what if that was, you know, a reference to what that is. And
hello.
Hello. They are out there trying to call, aren't they?
Right. Consciousness is calling.
That mute button doesn't work very well over there.
One ringy dingy, two ringy dingy. Gracious good morning to you.
Here we are. And so what was I going to anchor to? What was I going to center to, if not pain? And it was huge lying there rolling around when I was still. And I realized I'm going to use this as an opportunity to anchor to love and what that would be like. And love without pain. Love in no reference to pain.
Yes.
Whoa. That was huge. And that was with my realignment and my reorientation and my redefining myself. Because for 60 years, I had a great deal of physical pain. And I have to say that as an empathic skill set, I can really pretty much track people's pain. So it's not even my pain, but I can have this. So I'm in the state and I'm in the relationship to pain as a way I navigate. That's not helpful necessarily. So what would it be like to not use that as my focal?
Huge.
So I offer that to people. What are you using as your focal? What is your placement in consciousness about? Life is hell and then you die. Or, life has a couple good moments, but you know it's always going to bite you in the ass when you get over to this part of the program. Or, things happen.
Speaking of focal or focusing and sort of
I see that.
Bringing ourselves back into this moment and actually back into this awareness of consciousness and how good that feels.
Right.
And even though Janet's about to bring us out of that, the heart space, you can still maintain that sense or have that sense of well-being resonating with you as you go throughout the rest of your day.
All right, everybody. So as we come to the end of this part of our awareness, we're still here. It is always here, but we're just going to bring that conscious awareness out of consciousness. I guess that's the way you put it. And just notice the emotional terrain now. What does that feel like? What are you aware of? Does it seem a calm blue with bright little splashes? Is it more fun in play in it? Just allow whatever shows up to not be judged. And then bring your awareness back in, back into your heart and what that feels like. And you might notice that feels kind of crunchy or kind of tight or the muscles are strained or something, because we're really in holding awareness there. You can go through a lot of physical sensations because you've been holding that reference there. And you've also been bringing up the emotional terrain that's below in the gut, those gut feelings. So now they're coming out and they're just going to be released. Just to allow it to be like steam, maybe, just coming out of your skin. Just allow all that stuff out. Just breathe. State of relaxation. And as you come back up into awareness of the day and what you're doing, just allow yourself to continue to relate to information in this way of what makes you and your drummer have fun, what rhythms you carry, and how easy it's getting to just sort of separate yourself out from all the cacophony that's around you. And you get to choose what you're going to listen to. It's like the radio, right? Everything in your life is a radio channel. And are you going to listen to it? You're just going to acknowledge, that resonance is there. And let me see what's over here. Oh, I like that. Hey, I'm in the mood for that right now. And then you can still change the channel. Or maybe you only listen to one or two channels. So notice that there's a broad band of information out there that you can listen to and focus with. So we'll invite you to start doing that in your life. And just relax and breathe. And there you go.
All right. So, Well, we're not quite done yet, but we're done with this portion. So we invite you to maintain this sense of well-being as we go to a commercial break, and stay tuned because we have a lot more to tell you as we come back.
Are you ready to take a quantum leap in your life? Joan Newcomb is a conscious mastery coach who empowers you to navigate life from your own inner wisdom using energy techniques. Contact her through her website, joan-newcomb.com, and take conscious mastery of your life today. That's joan-newcomb.com.
Would you like a fresh approach to the challenges you're dealing with? Janet Barrett is a subtle energy empath. Feeling the energies present in your myths and language, she offers a supportive, non-judgmental viewpoint. Experience new ways to relate to and release the energies in those stories. Receive a $25 discount on your first session. Email Janet for an appointment at janetb@janetandbeyond.com. Come explore with Janet. New possibilities for a joy-filled life.
You are listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. To reach our program, please send questions and comments to consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. That's consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Now, back to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet.
Welcome back. You're listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. I'm Joan Newcomb, along here with Janet Barrett. Janet and I are leading edge creators in the field of consciousness technology. And we've been talking about, are you dancing to your own drummer?
Yeah, there we go. I'm trying to decide, Joan, how many drums I have within me.
Oh.
And which one might... Do I start with the light one? Do I start with the heavy one? What is it that where is I to base myself from? Where does the orchestra of drums come into play? And then all the other instruments that are in an orchestra. And that's been kind of fun to sit here and just be present and allow for myself to maybe hear a different rhythm, to hear a different drum. Because I think we tend to set ourselves to particular resonances. And one thing we need to learn how to do is be flexible in that, don't you think?
Yes. Be flexible. And the other thing is that, you know, once you try to define something or focus something, you've created a limitation.
Exactly.
So being open to that you have more drums and that you have more rhythm than you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you drop into consciousness, suddenly you realize you're not just the drummer. You are the entire orchestra and the audience and the conductor and the composer, you know.
And so, all playing
a role.
The
soloist. All aspects. So it opens you up to so much more.
Well, and I find I like certain resonances. I prefer others. But all of it, if I stay too small or if I stay too focused on something, I lose the appreciation for the sound of it within the context of the all. And I, you know, we love when that full orchestra sweeps you up into a movement. And you hear all the differences that are registering and the appreciation of all that and how the melody can play through all the different instruments. And we are our own symphonies. And so we're going to offer people that follow your symphony, write it yourself, take what you want from this and that and the other thing. And the rest of it, let it go. Listen to what you want. And but you have to notice what it is you like. And you may be listening to something you don't care for and you just don't know it.
Right, right. You were always told that, you know, you should be a classical pianist and suddenly your heart resonates with jazz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, I knew somebody who went to Harvard and they even though they were positively giddy when they saw the art classes in the catalog, they majored in Chinese because they knew it was really, really hard.
Okay. That's how they're testing themselves, right? Okay. Yes. That was more valuable at that time. And all of that's okay, right? And it is that people, when once you have that concert training, you can make any kind of music though, right?
Yes.
Something in knowing how those old rules work together and how sound is put together and what is those foundation pieces are to be appreciated as much as the spontaneous improvisational work also. So everything has a place. It's just where you choose to resonate from, where you choose to focus from, and what it, where it leads you to the next thing. Yeah, I like that. That feels very nice. Anything else there we want to offer as a wrap-up before we get into our final little couple of minutes?
I was feeling motivated to tell people again how much we love to hear from them, but they can join us on Facebook. You can go to Facebook and look up Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet and join us and join the fun. You can also follow us on Twitter at Joan and Janet, or you can follow me on Twitter at Joan Newcomb, all one word, JoanNewcomb. Give us your suggestions for things you'd like us to talk about, anything that you're curious about, anything that is up for you in your life, and we can give you 15 minutes of fame by mentioning your name on the air and responding to it.
We also want to mention on our network, they can check out blogs and different ways to reach us, and we're looking to expand out into the internet world, so if they have connections they think we might enjoy, we appreciate hearing that also.
I have last reminder, I have a webinar series starting on February the 3rd, which is Tuesday, February 3rd at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. It is a four-part series all about inner power to create what you want. And the things I'm going to be sharing with you are some tools and techniques for navigating your life consciously and bringing in greater experience or expanding greater experience from within of consciousness. And it really is transformative. It's been amazing working on it. So I love to have you all join me, and you can sign up at my website, joan-newcomb.com, and you can click on webinar series.
You certainly will have fun. There's all kinds of computer stuff going on there.
Yes. And I'm just going to put a big circle around that experience so that Mercury retrograde does not happen within the bubble of the seminar.
And if you'd like to join my website at janetandbeyond.com, all spelled out one word, check it out. We've got the new website up and running. And if you'd like to get my weekly emails, you can sign up, and you will get my free cheat sheet of 10 top tips, not and only limited to the next 28. And there are tips on rules or guidelines on how to enjoy life. And I must say I've had a lot of life experience and have learned how to reframe, shift my focus from what I thought I was and what I had to experience and what I was all about, and that has taken me on a life journey that has left me with a lot of awareness and enlightenment. And I've met wonderful people and people like yourself known along the way who have all these wonderful appreciations for life and what it has to offer. And so I've condensed that down to maybe 28 things, and you're more than welcome to have a copy of that.
So, and also if they sign up at your website for your weekly writings, they get $25 off their first session.
Oh, right. Yes, I do. I do have appointments with sessions with people. So I do want to invite them to talk one-on-one about what's going on. And as you can tell, I can talk about pretty much a lot. And but I do listen. I listen really, really well, and give you a fresh approach on what it is that you're experiencing in your life that maybe is not working out as well as you think you'd like it to work out.
Yeah.
So give us a call.
Well, folks, you've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet, and I'm your host, Joan Newcomb.
And I'm Janet Barrett.
And we'd like to thank you all for joining us as Consciousness Expressing and Evolving. Tune in next week.
Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to Conscious Conversations with Joan and Janet. Thanks so much for helping to co-create the show. No matter whether you're tuning in live or listening on demand, you energetically contribute to our collective experience. Joan and Janet love to hear from you and invite you to email your comments and ideas for them to explore each week. Contact them at consciouswithjoanandjanet@gmail.com. Tune in next Wednesday for another great show at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and 10 p.m. UTC.